And now mantra 9. Andam tama pravishanti ye vidyam upasate tato buya iva te tamo ya uvidyayam rata. Translation: those who engage in the culture of nescient activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. Purport: this mantra offers a comparative study of vidya and avidya. Avidya, or ignorance, is undoubtedly dangerous, but vidya, or knowledge, is even more dangerous when mistaken or misguided. This mantra of Sri Ishopanishad is even more applicable today than at any other time. Modern civilization has advanced considerably in the field of mass education, but the result is that people are more unhappy than ever before because of the stress placed on material advancement to the exclusion of the most important part of life, the spiritual aspect. As far as vidya is concerned, the first mantra has explained very clearly that the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of everything, and that forgetfulness of this fact is called ignorance. The more a man forgets this fact of life, the more he is in darkness. In view of this, a godless civilization directed toward the so-called advancement of education is more dangerous than a civilization in which the masses of people are less materially advanced. Of the different classes of men, karmis, jnanis, and yogis, the karmis are those who are engaged in the activities of sense gratification. Almost 99.9% of the people in modern civilization are engaged in the activities of sense gratification under the flags of industrialism, economic development, altruism, political activism, and so on. Yet all these activities are more or less based on satisfaction of the senses to the exclusion of the kind of God consciousness described in the first mantra. In the language of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 15, people who are engaged in gross sense gratification are mudhas, asses. The ass is a symbol of stupidity. Those who simply engage in the profitless pursuit of sense gratification are worshipping avidya, according to Sri Ishopanishad. Those who play the role of helping this sort of civilization in the name of educational advancement are actually doing more harm than those who are on the platform of gross sense gratification. Advancement of learning by a godless people is as dangerous as a valuable jewel on the hood of a cobra. A cobra decorated with a valuable jewel is more dangerous than one not decorated. In Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, the advancement of education by a godless people is compared to decorations on a dead body. In India, as in many other countries, some people follow the custom of leading a procession with a decorated dead body for the pleasure of the lamenting relatives. In the same sense, modern civilization is a patchwork of activities meant to cover the perpetual miseries of material existence. Such activities are aimed toward sense gratification, but above the senses is the mind, and above the mind is the intelligence, and above the intelligence there is the soul. Thus, the aim of real education should be self-realization, realization of the spiritual values of the soul. Any education that does not lead to such realization must be considered avidya or nescience. By the culture of such nescience, one goes down to the darkest region of ignorance. According to the Vedas, mistaken mundane educators are known as 1. Veda Vadarata, 2. Mayaya Pratagyana, 3. Asuram Bhavam Ashrita, and 4. Naradama. Those who are Veda Vadarata pose themselves as very learned in Vedic literature, but unfortunately they are completely diverted from the purpose of the Vedas. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verses 18 through 20, it is said that the Vedic goal is to know the personality of Godhead. But these Veda Vadarata men are not at all interested in the personality of Godhead. On the contrary, they are fascinated by such fruitive results as the attainment of heaven, etc. As stated in Mantra 1, we should know that the personality of Godhead is the proprietor of everything, and that we must be satisfied with our allotted portions of the necessities of life. The purpose of all Vedic literature is to awaken this God consciousness in the forgetful living being, and this same purpose is presented in various ways in the different scriptures of the world for the understanding of a foolish mankind. Thus, the ultimate purpose of all religions is to bring one back to Godhead. But the Veda Vadarata people, instead of realizing the purport of the Vedas, take it for granted that side issues, such as the attainment of heavenly pleasure for sense gratification, the lust for which causes their material bondage in the first place, are the ultimate end of the Vedas. Such people misguide others by misinterpreting Vedic literature. Sometimes they even condemn the Puranas, which are authentic Vedic explanations for laymen. The Veda Vadaratas give their own explanations of the Vedas, neglecting the authority of great teachers or acharyas. They also tend to raise some unscrupulous person from among themselves and flaunt him as the leading exponent of Vedic knowledge. Such men are especially condemned in this mantra by the very appropriate Sanskrit word vidyarata. Vidya means Veda, because the Veda is the origin of knowledge, and rata means engaged. Vidyarata thus means engaged in the study of the Vedas. The so-called Vidyaratas are condemned herein because they do not know the actual purpose of the Vedas due to their disobeying the Acharyas. Such Veda Vadaratas are accustomed to finding meanings in every word of the Vedas to suit their own purposes. They do not know that Vedic literature is not a collection of ordinary books and cannot be understood but through the chain of disciplic succession. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master in order to understand the transcendental message of the Vedas. That is the direction of Katha Upanishad. These Veda Vadarata people, however, have their own Acharya who is not in the chain of transcendental succession. Thus they progress into the darkest region of ignorance by misinterpreting Vedic literature. They even fall further into ignorance than those who have no knowledge of the Vedas at all. The Mayayaprata Gyan class of men are self-made gods. Such men think that they themselves are God and that there is no need to worship any other god. They will agree to worship an ordinary man if he happens to be rich, but they will never worship the personality of Godhead. Such men, unable to recognize their own foolishness, never consider how it is that God can be entrapped by illusion. If God were ever entrapped by illusion, illusion would be more powerful than God. Such men say that God is all-powerful, but they do not consider that if He is all-powerful, there is no possibility of His being overpowered by illusion. These self-made gods cannot answer all these questions very clearly. They are simply satisfied to have become God themselves. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.